Dear listener, it's Monday morning, the dreaded beginning of the work week, and Matt and I have some advice for you to make it through the next 5 days on this mini episode of The Working Experience. Enjoy.
The Working Experience.
93 North is almost at a standstill. It's a rough one out there this morning, snow and sleet.
There is no service on
the... Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Yeah, folks, we're going to be a few minutes. We have train traffic ahead of us. We should be moving shortly.
John, we need that report ASAP.
Where are we on that presentation?
Dan, HR wants to see you.
Did you return that email yet?
We have a team meeting at 10.
Need to stay late, Bob.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
They're moving in a different direction.
And after the meeting, we'll have a breakout session.
Who ate my biscuits?
Where are my hot pockets?
This microwave is disgusting.
Oh, God, what's that
smell? He was clipping his toenails at his desk. I can't take it anymore.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Working Experience Podcast. It's Maddie K.
And John, and we're coming back at you with a thank God it's Monday.
Let me just start it off with this, because this is pretty amazing, this affirmation. Always believe that something wonderful is about to happen. So hold on.
Love it. Can I get that tattooed on my forehead?
Hold on a second. So it says, always believe something wonderful is about to happen. Okay, I don't know. When is it supposed to happen? See, I was expecting like a pizza.
Patience, Matt. Patience.
No, but it says about to happen. I thought like a pizza was about to be delivered to my door free of charge. But that didn't happen.
The best posture for that is just putting your hand out to receive said gift.
I usually think something horrible is about to happen. Something absolutely terrible, terrifying. I just live in fear. I sit in my cubicle with my eyes wide open.
Just waiting.
Just darting.
Waiting for life to happen to you.
And then I'm afraid to check my email because it's going to be some bad...
Yes. Denial. Closing your eyes.
I didn't finish a project. I didn't submit this form correctly. I mean, it's always 10 tons of BS piling up an old Matty K.
All right.
Let me put it in perspective. Much like a failing sitcom, we're revamping. Okay. All right, when the Brady Bunch, right, when their numbers started to drop off, the kids got a lot older, they practically were adults at that point, what did they do? They introduced Oliver, okay? So that's...
Yes.
Yeah. What do they call it, jumping the shark?
We're mixing things up here at the Working Experience, so...
No, let's throw some corporate... What do they call it in the corporate
restructuring
world?
We're reorganizing.
We're fitting some pegs to fit some different holes. Okay. We're thinking outside the box. We're interfacing.
We've brought in a couple of high paid consultants, management consultants, what to do, because Matt and I cannot make a decision to save our lives.
We brought in some efficiency experts to kind of cull the herd, as it were. So that's either me or John. We're the herd. So they told us
to bend over backwards to our listeners and to constantly show appreciation to our listeners.
I love it when celebrities talk about reinventing themselves.
This is right. We are reinventing the Working Experience.
So it's going to be like this. We're hipping it up. It's an edgy format. What do you think? A little hip-hop style, you know? Yeah?
But with celebs, it's always after some disaster. like, you know, so-and-so was caught in bed with three prostitutes.
Right.
So he's going to go to a sex rehab.
No, but it's always a formula that you see on these, like, 80s sitcom stars. They're famous. They get into drugs. They lose everything. They get sober. They find Christ. It's the script. Yeah.
It's the script.
It really is the script. They've been talking about how the Patriot, he was here, Antonio Brown. They've been talking about how he is a nutcase. He is a certified nutcase. The tweets he sends and the he was like ordered, court ordered to not send any communication to this woman who was accusing him of sexual assault. What does he do? Not only does he send messages, his friends send messages. So they're talking about his process of reinvention. So this is what the working experience is doing.
Okay. So yeah. It's taken us close to 5 minutes to actually tell you
this is
what
actually
we're going to
do. What the consultants were really honest about.
Yes. the meandering.
To the goddamn point, would you please?
Okay, so going forward, every Monday there will be a Thank God It's Monday podcast. Mm-hmm. And on that Monday, myself and Maddie Kay will rev up your engines, give you those affirmations, really get you ready for the work week. Really,
think of it like
so you can kind of hit the ground running.
You're starting a Ferrari and it's rumbling.
You hear that roar.
And you're just at the starting line. Come on.
Yes. And we're going to also talk about the upcoming podcasts for the week, which we're going to schedule on Wednesday and Friday mornings.
Yeah.
And that means that we're going to cut It's Friday Mofos because the numbers on that podcast were abysmally low.
Yeah, I think it was more like people are afraid of things that are new, and we're coming at you hard with new stuff. People, you know, they're scared of new things.
Hey, Pete, you know what? We understand you don't want to work through the weekend. You're not as hard as us or dedicated as us. We understand that.
You know what I've realized is that there's probably very few people actually at work on Friday. So what does it really matter? <You know>? I mean, like, traffic. Okay, during the summer, I was actually, a guy on NPR was saying this on Friday. As I was driving in, he said, traffic is noticeably lighter today, because I always do the traffic reports. And he's like, there's really no problems. He's like, I guess people decided not to go to work on Friday. That used to be like a summertime thing. It seems to be bleeding over into the rest of the year. Just forget it.
Well, this is a funny story. We have a digital marketer. We actually don't have management consultants, we're joking, but we do have a digital marketer, and he suggested to us that we cut the It's Friday Mofos podcast. He said that we were doing, I don't know how many Fridays we did it, maybe like the past 20 Fridays.
Yeah.
He said that you and I mentioned doing yard work 8 times.
Well, you know what I realized? I don't really do that much. I'm 46 years old. Like, what am I doing on a weekend? Yard work. That's what I do.
Yeah. It went from cutting the lawn to gathering leaves to shrubbing.
Yeah. I mean, I think we should. My suggestion was to double the length of the podcast on Fridays.
Double down.
That was shot down in flames. So, we're reinventing ourselves, just like the Hollywood celebrities do. We're just reinventing. That's all.
Yeah, so you're going to... I think there was a hole in the working experience universe without the Monday podcast.
Yeah, true enough. We did lay off that.
It's like a black hole getting sucked in. People didn't know what to do with themselves.
No, they didn't. They were not even able to get out of bed. They were just so demoralized, as is to be expected. You're facing 5 days of utter hell. Or maybe 4 days these days. I don't know. But, we're going to be introducing. So we're trying to get a little more on a schedule. Every Wednesday, every Friday, we'll have a regular podcast. Every Monday, we'll jazz you up with some affirmations like the one I just read. Admittedly, from Instagram. I did not come up with that because I don't have time to do that, frankly. Sit around and come up with affirmations. I mean...
I just see you meditating for 12 hours pull that affirmation out of the ether.
What I am going to do this week, maybe next weekend, since it's a long weekend, I'll get to Home Depot and get the materials to start building our meditation booth. And that'll...
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's going to be real shoddy.
I'll be right down in the creepy basement building a booth. That won't raise any eye. You know what I was thinking? If you go to Home Depot and you buy an axe, a bag of lime, a shovel, rope, and
no
gloves,
questions asked.
They ought to be like, okay, we need to flag this guy. And they see you walk into the parking lot and get into your windowless van. Don't you think they'd be like, huh?
Well, speaking of a story like that, I don't know if I spoke about this on the podcast, but there was an Iowa farmer that was just convicted of murdering his wife.
Oh, with the pitchfork.
The pitchfork. Did we talk about
the
that?
The audio, yeah. They played the audio on the 911.
Oh, we did talk about that. Okay. Just brilliant. Just brilliant.
Yeah, there's, my dad was a lawyer. I have a couple of friends who are police officers. They're like, there aren't a lot of master criminals. Most of these people are just, you know, dumber than dirt. Or they would be something other than criminals, generally speaking. So.
Yeah, you know, it's really difficult to cover up a murder. I mean, you're just leaving your DNA all over the place.
Well, I guess it depends on if you know the person or you don't. I mean, if you have an obvious grudge against the person and they end up dead, then, I mean, whenever someone ends up dead, the first person they look at is the spouse, because that's usually who it is.
You know what? And also, too, is step one, don't search for how to kill your wife on Google.
Yeah, let's try that. See, that's what I mean. Like master.
That's like
master
step
criminal.
One.
Right.
It's like that Russian. I was watching. I think it was on 60 Minutes. The Russian. I can't remember her name. She was like a kind of a young girl. She was, you know, trying to nestle up to the NRA, and she's an accused Russian spy.
Yeah.
And she was communicating with her Russian intelligence officer over Twitter. Are you guys like, where's the encrypted messaging platform?
Or you do realize it's called social media, correct?
Yeah, like, I mean, it's
social.
They're keeping all your records.
You know who I love is the congressman who thought, wow, this random 20-year-old Russian woman is interested in me.
You bald 5'2" with a beer belly.
No, seriously, she's really into me. She really, she wants to have sex and everything. She wants to go to motels, and I talked to her about work, you know, naturally you would. Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, show her secret documents, that kind of
thing. I let her in on some of the meetings,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, you know, just, I love these
friend.
Guys. Yeah, yeah. Oh, of course, she's like the... that stripper was so into me. we really connected.
We connected.
She does it for money.
It was
money.
After I paid her $2,000 to go into a private room. But after that, let me tell you, there was a human connection.
Yeah, there was a real human connection there. So to keep with our new format, what we're going to be discussing this week on, this will be released on Wednesday, is wealth number. I never knew people had a wealth number. I assumed it was your however much money you had. But from a scale of -2 to 10, you're actually ranked worldwide. This is a global number. Most people fall in the -2 to 0 category, which is subsistence living, basically.
Yeah, I think it's like better than half, right, of the 7-plus billion people.
And then you have two people who fall into the 10 category. That was Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates. Was that right?
Yeah. For me, I'm always... this is in my mind, by the way, not in reality. I am fluctuating between like a 7 and 10.
Billion. Oh, well, yeah, the number, the wealth number.
Yeah. So I'm either... I have tens of millions, then hundreds of millions, and then billions. Well, somewhere. And that's how I present my life on social media, Instagram.
My business ideas are so good that they practically, I mean, the money's already there, pretty much.
I don't know why you don't just walk into a bank with it scribbled on a piece of paper and ask for a $3 million loan.
Not even a loan. I mean, this is what I've earned, you know, come on. And then they started bugging me about some business plan or something. I'm an ideas man. I don't write it down. It's all up here.
The thing I love about Matty is he always has an NDA for you to sign. It's always
the nonsense.
Sign the NDA, and then I'm going to tell you my $1 billion idea.
And people are like, why would I disclose this? You sound like a lunatic. Like, this sounds like something Charles Manson's followers would have written for a business idea. So there's the wealth number.
So the wealth, and it's a really good podcast because it's amazing when you put things into perspective of the better part of humanity lives on next to nothing. And if you are, if you live in the U.S. and, you know, I think the number is if you make over $36,000 a year, you're in the top 1% of humanity in terms of wealth. And I think and in terms of assets, I think it's over $700,000, which is a little bit higher, but $36,000. I think was that? That's the average, like, middle class salary, right?
$36,000. I don't know how that could classify as middle class. Well, maybe worldwide if you averaged it out worldwide. Certainly not in the United States.
Well, worldwide, it can be considered upper middle class to rich. In the United States, I think I could be middle class. I think is like $30,000 to $50,000. I think you can't think in terms of like New York City, L.A., big cities. The cost of living is much, much higher.
Well, $50,000 a year, I mean, even after, we'll call it $48,000. What would that be? Let's say you're earning $50,000 a year. How much is that a month?
Let's see. 50 is like, that's like $5,000. Oh, no, $44,000 a month.
$4,000 a month. Let's see. 50 divided by 12 is $4,166 a month. So let's say after taxes, let's call it $3,000 a month. If you live in Nebraska, if you live, places that are cheaper, you could probably get a decent apartment for like $1,000 a month.
I just did a quick Google search. Middle income is made up of people making somewhere between $40,000 and $120,000.
See, that is a ridiculous range. I mean, that's a crazy range.
Well, I mean, $40,000. I mean, and also, they have it broken down by state. Like,
okay.
Middle class in, like, Connecticut is, $85,000.
Yeah,
upper
yeah.
income is $190,000, and as you get like in different states, it goes down.
Yeah, well, everybody moves to like South Carolina, Florida, and all that because of the cost of living. It's I guess way less, So you can
it's probably way less. Anyway,
on $40,000, you do a little better. So speaking of wealth,
it's a good podcast.
It is. Yes, it puts things in perspective. Speaking of wealth numbers, the podcast on Friday deals with Donald Trump, who I would say is, he would love, and I'm sure he markets himself as being in the 10. I'm sure he resents not being named in the 10 with Jeff Bezos and...
Oh, definitely. He would say that it was a flawed study.
So we do talk about impeachment, but just him in general, his, I would call it lack of management style, like... He doesn't seem... I think the presidency would run a lot better if he just were not there. If someone were just... Remember when Kevin Hart was called out about, like, certain homophobic slurs he'd made on Twitter or whatever, like, five years ago?
Yes.
And then they wanted him to apologize again, and then he just said, forget it. And then they had no one hosting the Oscars. And everything went great. I think the presidency would go so well if he were just not there. If he just was out of office.
I would agree with that.
And we had no one for the next 2 years. No one. Just leave it alone. Just let it run.
Do we really need a president?
No. Well, this guy seems to just be tearing apart everything that's made this country work in any way, shape, or form. So at this point, no, I think you could have like John Kelly. I think you could have two middle-of-the-road Republican and Democratic senators, maybe like Nancy Pelosi and then someone from the, if he was still alive, John McCain, have them run it. and things would go very smoothly. I don't know who the Republican would be now. You know, somebody who's sensible, not Mike Pence. Mike Pence, I think, is a nutcase in disguise.
I think that's an understatement.
Yeah, he's a nutcase. And anyway, we talk about Trump's lack of, like, any kind of management. He turns people against each other. He really doesn't do much work. He doesn't seem to do much of anything except screw things
up. Hey,
listen,
I'm still broken up by the fact that I can't order Trump steaks anymore.
I know. And then and wash it down with Trump vodka while you're while you're flying on Trump Airline with your degree from Trump University.
With my degree, that's correct.
That was never an actual school. You know what I mean? Like, it was never.
You know what? I think I'm thinking about adding that to my LinkedIn profile.
Trump.
Like,
University.
just I'm a graduate of Trump University.
And you come in and you have no business knowledge at all. All you've
Zero.
Got, you've got a tie that extends past your belt because you learned that. And you just yell. You just yell at everyone. And
well, I have an undergraduate business degree. And I think if I went to Trump University, I would take like at least 5 to 10 steps backwards.
Well, there is no, like, he really preyed on foreign students who thought this was an accredited university. And that's how he built it. I think there is still a fraud case, isn't there, in New York pending against him?
I thought he settled that. I thought he paid some fine, didn't he?
Did he? I don't know. But, I mean, he's taking... I remember there was this guy from India. He had saved up, like, $35,000, which was very, very difficult for him to do. He comes over here, and he just... gone. He literally could have just flushed it down the toilet. And it would have saved him a lot of pain. And you feel terrible for the guy. He thought it was a university. He thinks Donald Trump is an honorable human being. And then he finds out, no, none of it. So there's that. There's the impeachment. Whether, I don't know if it's better for this guy to be impeached or if it's just better for him to get trounced in the next election. Or if the American people want more of this, I don't know. Maybe there's that. Maybe we need that too. What I do...
Sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I do think this has been a very good test of our government to see what it can withstand. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is the old bulletproof.
And you
it's
need
testing
that.
Out the tires, kicking the tires. I don't think there's anyone on the Democratic ticket that can go up against Trump, save for someone like Bernie Sanders.
I would say Joe Biden, 20 years younger, would just...
Yeah, but Joe Biden right now doesn't stand a chance.
I'm not going to say doesn't stand a chance. That's why I'm saying Joe Biden, 20 years younger.
Trump will destroy him. Will destroy him in the debates. I actually feel bad. I think he's actually, like, losing it. Like, I think mentally he's starting to lose his grip. I mean, the guy's old. And Trump will destroy him.
Well, that's
just
what
absolutely
I'm saying.
Destroy
Bernie
him.
Sanders 20 years ago would have just destroyed Trump. But yeah, Bernie Sanders.
I think Bernie just having the old heart attack. Not good.
No. Not good.
Not
at all.
Good.
Elizabeth Warren, maybe. I mean, I like her. I'll vote for her. But I don't know. They needed somebody like Tim Kaine. I thought. Remember, he was Clinton's running mate.
Yes.
I thought Tim Kaine would have been good. I don't know what ever happened to him.
Tim Kaine went away.
Maybe he just doesn't care. I thought he had a pretty good showing. People liked him, you know. He was pretty...
I don't think Elizabeth Warren can just I don't think she can stand up to the Trump hurricane.
Yeah, I'm not sure. She does give him a lot of ammo. I mean, it's childish, but he'll keep stomping on the Native American thing. But, you know, it's like ammo. This guy is like, oh, my God. He's just so awful. It's like,
yeah, but with,
how can
with
anyone
him, perception
not
is
him?
With him, perception is reality.
I know.
He will destroy. The Democratic lineup, I think he's going to get reelected. I don't see anyone holding a candle. And if it's Joe Biden who is the Democratic candidate... It's going to be embarrassing. The Democrats are going to have... I don't know how they're going to recover.
Yeah. I don't know. As we get close to the election, you'll have to tune in here to hear the predictions from the Working the Experience podcast. Let me tell you, whoever I say to vote for, or this person's going to win, put your money on the other person. I had Hillary Clinton by a landslide. A landslide. So,
I didn't think Hillary was going to win.
Really? See, I thought I kind of. Yeah. I just thought, not that I love her so much, but I looked at him and was like, you got to be kidding me. Like, you've got to be kidding
me. Yeah, but everybody on the coasts thought that she was going to win.
Yeah.
Everybody. But if you just went 100 miles in country,
you know, opposite. You know who called it? And this was like a year before. Michael Moore called Donald Trump being elected.
Really?
I got to give my hats off to the guy. Because he still lives in Michigan. And I like aspects of Michael Moore. I think he can be kind of a blowhard. But he really called that one. And he just said, the Democrats don't understand the anger and frustration of the average people. And they don't. They really are tone deaf.
Well, they didn't understand because the Democratic Party, so-called the Workers' Party, destroyed, dismantled the middle of America with NAFTA trade agreements and just turned a blind eye to them.
Yes.
Plus and suckled up to the corporate teat.
Well, but now you see people like, Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, she had a really good line when someone called environmentalism elitist, and she's like, I am not elitist. I grew up in the Bronx. I was a waitress about a year ago. Like, I am not of the elite class. So people like her, you know, Cory Booker, those folks, Barack Obama did not come from the elite class. So,
well, actually surprises me that conservatives and those on the right don't believe in, what's happening with the environment or climate change, because everything they stand for is just going to just go off the rails. Like immigration, can you imagine like what's going to happen when people are displaced by rising water and clean water? It's going to make whatever's happening right now look like child's play.
I don't think they care. They get a lot of money from lobbyists and that's it. What do they care? I mean, you're talking about stuff in the 50 years from now, and they don't. I mean, I don't think it is 50 years from now, but you know, they're thinking.
But it could be 10, 20, 30 years from now. I mean, who knows?
They don't
anyway,
care. Yeah.
It's another fantastic podcast by Maddie K and myself.
And so, welcome to the new and improved, the Working Experience. A little bit of
this is like the. This is like the new Coke.
Right.
Remember new Coke?
Remember
there was nothing wrong with the old Coke.
Remember how well that did. That plane flew right into the mountain.
I remember how upset people were. Remember that?
And it's how pathetic is it that people get upset over that, you know?
Yeah.
Over that. It's like the pumpkin spice lattes. Like, people just, they almost weep with gratitude that they can get a pumpkin spice latte. Forget the wildfires. Forget the environment, the polar ice cap. I don't care about any of that. Pumpkin spiced lattes.
It makes the news.
The news. I know. Remember people.
It's the talk of the town.
Remember people with cronuts? How pathetic was that? How pathetic and empty does your life have to be? You're going to stand in line for an hour to get a cronut.
That's me, baby.
And
I'm always up for a good cronut, a good donut.
Whenever there's free donuts at Dunkin' Donuts, it's like. It's like these people have never eaten before. Like, they've never eaten before. Free donut. Can't wait. Well,
anyway. I went to one of the burger places. I don't know, like Shake Shack or BurgerFi, and it was like free cheeseburger day. And, Matt, the place was mobbed.
A guy.
Like, absolute. What's that?
A guy in Washington, D.C. at one of those restaurants near where my brother lives was arrested. One of those places. He got so out of hand and I think was grabbing a burger from someone or something like that. Yeah, he was arrested.
It's good stuff. America there.
You think we don't have any food. Like it was being rationed and this was it. This is all you were going to get. All right, everybody.
Well, the beauty of that is like you're waiting online for a free donut or a free hamburger for 3 hours that costs $2.
Right. And it well worth it. Well worth it.
Well worth it.
All right, everyone. Thanks a lot for listening. Please like us, subscribe. We're free. We're free all the time. We don't charge you a dime.
Oh, we're free. Free. That's why there are no lines.
You don't have to wait. You just, boom, click it on your phone, and there's like, what is this, 30 minutes of entertainment for free and enlightenment. How about that? Okay, everyone, thanks a lot for listening, and please tune in on Wednesday and Friday for some fascinating discourse.
Thanks, everyone, and a couple things to look forward to. We're going to have a, what's the big balling?
Big balling, balling big.
Balling big. Yeah. There's going to be some videos associated with that. Yep. Disclaimers with it, a bunch of disclaimers, but it's basically how to become not a millionaire, but a billionaire by just listening to the podcast.
Millions don't get you anywhere these days. It's nothing. It's chump change.
Chump change.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of The Working Experience. We'd like to thank our sponsors, One Circle Media and the Still Believe app, the only app that delivers video proof of the Tooth Fairy and Santa by simply taking a picture. Download the app at stillbelieve.co today and amaze your kids. And if you work for a studio, network, startup, or corporation and are looking for a partner to create media that will build, engage, and entertain your audience, reach out to me at john@onecirclemedia.com. I would love to hear from you. And that's it. The end. The sweet end. Until our next audio encounter.